Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health. Today, we're discussing the importance of vitamin C, and joining us is Michelle McWilliams. Michelle has a biotechnology degree from York University and is a representative for NACA Herbs and Vitamins based in Toronto, providing health education and knowledge on the benefits of supplementation. Good morning, Michelle, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me on the show today. I'm excited to talk about vitamin C.
When it comes to vitamin C, it's a well-known fact that it helps us against colds and flus, but it does so much more than that, doesn't it?
It sure does. So beyond just immune boosting and colds and flus, vitamin C is also known to benefit skin health. It also circulates within our blood, helping with the absorption of other minerals. And it also helps with synthesizing new collagen, known to help with vitamin C with the mood as well, giving excess energy to people that take vitamin C, as human bodies do not make it itself.
Yeah, we have to consume it, don't we?
We do. We need vitamin C within our diets. We are one of the few mammals that do not make vitamin C. So we need to get it in our diet, unlike our pets like dogs and cats that make it themselves.
And there's a few other benefits too, like when it comes to cardiovascular health and cognitive health.
There sure is. So vitamin C, like I mentioned, helps with the skin health and immune system and mineral absorption. All these things also help with reducing the risk of gout, as the vitamin C helps with the circulation within our blood. It also reduces the risk of stroke as well, as vitamin C does bring certain minerals to and from the blood, such as calcium and magnesium. And as you mentioned, it also helps with heart disease as well, along with many other vitamins in combination. Vitamin C has been studied for all these types of ailments.
It does many functions and it works together with many things in the body. But if we were to break it down, there's basically two major functions, would you say?
Yes, I would say that there's about two major functions with vitamin C. One is the antioxidant. Everybody hears this fancy word, antioxidant. And the second is enzyme cofactor.
Yeah, let's start with the antioxidant. What's that do for us?
Vitamin C is known as an antioxidant. Basically, it means anti, no oxygen. We want to get rid of those oxygens. These oxygens are called free radicals. O2, or oxygen molecules, are produced within the body when there is stress or oxidative stress on the body. This can come from things such as the sunshine, overexposure. This can come from toxins in the environment, such as smoke or chemicals. And even some topical lotions and creams, shampoos, etc. that may have harsher chemicals that deplete the vitamin C level. So antioxidants basically help scavenge up the oxygen molecule in complete chains of protein, increasing the stability and cell-to-cell communication. So we don't want oxygen hanging out in the body all by itself without any connection to make it stable.
Yeah, we know we all need oxygen to survive. So how is that different than the oxygen that we require?
So the oxygen that we require when we actually are breathing, we don't just take in oxygen O2 molecule. We take in a combination of oxygen along with carbon dioxide when we're breathing in and out, and therefore the oxygen is balanced out, along with H2O, water molecule. However, when you have oxygen all by itself, it's very highly reactive, and it's constantly looking for a connector site or an electron to steal off of or to take from. Vitamin C allows the body to have this extra electron to give to the oxygen and therefore allow stability. So that's all it basically we're wanting with oxygen is stability. We don't want that reactive O2 molecule hanging out in our body, stealing electrons from other sources that need those electrons.
That's where we get the term free radical.
Exactly. If we get the term free radical, just the way it sounds, they are radical, they're unstable, we don't know what they're going to do or where they're going to go from or steal from, so therefore we have to stabilize them. Vitamin C would kind of be like a peacekeeper, giving them an electron to calm them down and stabilize.
Yeah. Now, as much as what I would say the general public would know about vitamin C, there can be a deficiency. So what creates this deficiency of vitamin C in our system?
So deficiency of vitamin C is basically from environmental pollutants, mostly, and poor diet. So when you have environmental pollutants, this can actually deplete the vitamin C that is within our skin, called the epidermis in our dermis. When things such as chemicals, dust, and smoke are constantly penetrating our skin, this can create oxidative damage. Oxidative damage could be problematic, again, creating more of those free radicals and depleting the vitamin C on your skin. You will also see that vitamin C could be deficient in people that are not getting fruits and veggies naturally within their diet. So when we are not getting vitamin C from our diet, then this can definitely affect our overall well-being. Most people see the results directly if they're deficient on their skin. They start to have uneven skin, rashing, maybe age spots. People also see when they get excess sun, they get sun damage. And this is a perfect example of oxidative stress that people can actually see. You will see with wrinkling, uneven skin, as well as age spots.
You know, in history class, they talked about the sailors back in the 1700s and 1600s having scurvy and so on. And that was all vitamin C deficiency, wasn't it?
Yes, but they saw that they were increased in infection, loss of hair, skin issues, wrinkling, joints that were bent in strange ways, as well as tiredness. So they weren't able to function at their full capacity. They found out over time that this was caused by a deficiency in citrus or vitamin C, and they started putting limes and oranges and other citrus fruits on the ships with them. This seemed like a very old-fashioned type of disease, the 1700s, but scurvy can still actually occur today. Some examples could be anybody in a war-torn country, anybody that's experienced drought, or anybody that is experiencing poverty. All these types of people could experience a deficiency in vitamin C.
So there's varying suggestions, depending on who you read, about what would be a recommended daily amount.
So vitamin C, because it is so widely studied, it's so widely studied from different practitioners, as well as over time by Linus Pauling back in the 1970s, who made vitamin C very famous for supplementation. But most practitioners have an ability to agree on 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams daily safely, and as small as about 500 milligrams for smaller or older individuals, which seem to be sufficient for them as well.
Yeah.
There are some studies, however, that are therapeutic or high doses beyond 2,000 milligrams, some of which are being studied beyond 5,000 to 10,000 milligrams. That is usually based on a healthcare professional that is studying the vitamin C to flush the body, and therefore flushing the body when ill or sick with vitamin C will give the body the best opportunity to fight a sickness. So that's why you have a varying amount that are recommended. Yeah. But daily doses, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams is sufficient for most people. And if ill, Linus Pauling was quoted to saying, increase slowly if you're having any sniffles, sneezes, or coughs with vitamin C.
How does vitamin C strengthen our immune system?
Vitamin C can strengthen our immune system very easily for the fact that we don't make it in our body. Since humans do not make it within our bodies, as soon as somebody takes this water-soluble vitamin, they do find a very big effect with energy, overall clear mind. And once vitamin C is in the body gets working to make more amino acid, as it is a main cofactor to create collagen, as well as many other neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin. So these types of things people feel very, very quickly when they first take vitamin C. And over time, many people do find the benefits, whether their skin is not clear. Vitamin C tends to clear up acne-prone or aging skin by tightening the skin and actually being antibacterial. And vitamin C is also known to, over time, help the overall skin health as a screen. So basically helping against UVA and UVB rays, which could be depleting vitamin C levels on the skin and therefore depleting levels inside the body.
Yeah, I find that interesting in that we make vitamin D with ultraviolet light mixing with cholesterol in our skin. So we talked about this in a previous show where, you know, you want to limit your exposure to produce vitamin D. And then it's also has a protective aspect to it against UV. But then also now you got vitamin C that's wanting to be protective as well. So it's very interesting how they all work together.
Definitely. Our bodies are not all vitamins. We're not all supplements. We are a variety of different nutrients and bones and tissues in order to make us one. And therefore, we do need a variety of different vitamins and nutrients in order to survive. Vitamin C is definitely one, as a human, definitely need it. So when it comes to supplementation or getting it into your diet, this is very, very important to avoid the damage that could happen just in the environment, being that vitamin C is needed.
You mentioned earlier that it has two major functions, one being an antioxidant for the free radicals, but it's also that enzymatic cofactor, and that cofactor being it works together with something else to do something. And that's where your collagen comes in, isn't it? Where without vitamin C, you're not going to produce collagen, which is one of the major proteins in our body.
Exactly. Vitamin C is known as a cofactor. That's a fancy word for saying a helper molecule to help transport or convert an enzyme. And this is very important, as you mentioned, with amino acid synthesization. So amino acid chains make collagen. And without vitamin C, we would not be able to do this.
Yeah, and collagen, again, it's like skin, hair, nails, all your connective tissues, your joints.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. We need those for our hair, skin, and nails, and joints. Vitamin C, along with collagen being the most abundant protein within our body, you need this in order to make collagen actually work.
Yeah.
So many people will take vitamin C and collagen together as a supplement to enhance their hair, skin, and nails, whether it be the look of the hair, skin, and nails, the duration of the growth of the hair, skin, and nails, as well as evening out the skin as well against age spots or damage from exposure of UV light.
Michelle, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, let's continue our conversation on vitamin C and some of the additional benefits other than just cold and flu.
Looking forward to it.